Despite some celebratory music before and after, the annual convocation to open the new academic year at Sonoma State University was a somber affair. Held for the first time in a partially filled Green Music Center, the Monday morning gathering was dominated by warnings of impending change and calls for collective efforts in implementing them. University President Ruben Armenianna set the stage with a blunt assessment of the bleak fiscal climate in which the semester is beginning.
Even under the best scenario of the Governor's Tax Initiative approval in November, the effective gap in our fiscal resources against the 2007-08 benchmark would increase to $557 million. For CSU, our share of this gap is approximately $12.8 million. This is unsustainable. Despite all the reorganizations, cost-cutting measures, reductions in personnel, decreases in enrollment, and the expenditures of one-time resources, all of it combined would not be enough to close the gap.
Andy Merrifield, the fiery mathematics professor and lead contract negotiator for the California Faculty Association, observed that this was an unusually quiet session for the union, as terms of a new contract agreement were finalized just 3 weeks ago. The new focus, he proclaimed, was building support for Governor Brown's tax increase initiative, Proposition 30.
With the passage of Proposition 30, the CSU will continue to have revenue issues, and we will need to work together to quit trying to produce education on the cheap, out of the pockets of our students, and off the backs of the overworked staff and faculty. Without 30, there will be triggered cuts of $250 million to the CSU, making the overall process still worse.
Campus Provost and Vice President for University Affairs, Andrew Rogerson, addressed much of his time to the need for and difficulty in making changes in the academic structure of the campus, concluding with an admonition to, quote, banish the temptation to resist change. In a way, that echoed the earlier comments of Karen Panyagwa, the incoming president of the Associated Students, who worried aloud about the applicability of the education she and her classmates were getting.
Many of the facts, techniques, strategies that I have learned over my past 4 years at Sonoma State are already out of date, and many more will be completely obsolete by the time this year's freshmen graduate 4 or 5 years from now. We as a university need to keep up. It is essential that students are offered an education that prepares them for the global 21st century that awaits them.
It fell to Faculty Chair Margaret Purser to conclude the presentation on an affirmative note as she sought to define the intangible product that the university creates.
In much the same way that one makes music, we make experience together, all of us. We make understanding. We make engagement. We make inquiry and reflection and dialogue and discovery. We make knowledge. We make the future for ourselves, for our institution, for our communities, and for our society.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.